This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
PSYOP behind the projection pushing America into fragmentation is deliberate and financially backed by billionaires and managed by our own intelligence agencies.
Meet Serge Bartlett, a recruiter at BlackRock.
All of these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take this big ton of money, and then you can start to buy people.
Let me tell you, who is the president? He's controlling the wallet.
And who's that?
Hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks.
Thing was an op, Mr. Durham. This wasn't like a bumbling, fumbling FBI that like couldn't get FISA straight. They ran an op. So who put MIFSA in play? You don't know, do you?
I do not know that. I can't give
you for years. You had years to find out the answer to what Mr. Jordan said was the seminal question, and you don't have it.
The media fuels the projection.
If you are watching Fox News, I've said this before. If you're watching Fox News or following some right-wing, you know, radio host or getting Facebook feeds within that bubble, your reality is different than if you read the New York Times or watch your program, not just during election time, but just this constant demonization of the other side, making people fearful of each other.
You're not helping me. You are scaring my kids. You're making them feel like they don't deserve to be here and that they don't deserve to live. This is on your hands.
Democrats practically legislate that projection.
Racism is a national security threat.
Racism is a national security threat.
Racism is a national security threat.
Institutional racism does exist, and until we accept that, we will not finish our job.
We will not elect a chief bigot of the United States of America.
Our system is such that it then allows Americans, people, to act in instances in a racist manner.
I remember after 9/11 when we all worked together to ensure the protection of the American people through the Patriot Act and dealing with the FISA courts. We worked together. Because truth is important.
But Sheila Jackson would like to go a lot further than that. Lee has just introduced a bill called the Leading Against White Supremacy Act of 2023. Now, it's not an exaggeration to say this single bill would do more to criminalize speech, previously constitutionally guaranteed speech, than any other piece of legislation that has been proposed in the entire history of this country. That's not an overstatement at all, and to prove it, we're going to read directly from the bill. Here it is, quote, "A conspiracy to engage in white supremacy-inspired hate crime shall be determined to exist between two or more persons, at least one of whom published material advancing white supremacy, white supremacist ideology, antagonism."
And then, of course, anything you say that is against Democrat Party politics, they call white supremacy. This is the straw man. This is the straw man phenomenon of the Democrat Party that we've been warning about for years. That special report from John Bound can be found at band.video. But it's funny, even in his special report, we're just supposed to breeze over the fact that BlackRock got exposed as literally buying our politicians, buying our government. Jeez. But then he's just like, oh, if you disagree with a Democrat, if you disagree with a liberal, you're a white supremacist. And now we've made being a white supremacist the number one hate crime. And so anyone that disagrees with a Democrat is a white supremacist. Well, that's...
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
States of America does not stand a snowball's chance in hell if the Democrats get 4 more years of the White House. Forget about it. It's over. At that point, I think it would be most beneficial. The advice I would be giving is to just get out of the country. Because at that point, anybody that disagrees with the one-party state, the one-party rule of the Democrat Party, you're going to be locked up in a gulag. They're going to completely erase your existence off of the internet, replace it with a digital prototype of you, a digital identity theft like they do to me. And they'll throw you in jail. They'll take your family from you. They'll shut down your bank account. So that's what happens if the Democrats get in the White House. And who knows, maybe a Republican would probably do the same thing, but it looks like at least the Republican voters understand the issues and aren't going to vote a tyrant into office. But then again, would any American do that? Did 85 million vote for Joe Biden the first go around? It's so bad now that you have IRS whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers just begging Congress to do anything about this. And unfortunately, we get very little because Mitch McConnell is 0 for 0 this season. He doesn't have one hit all year. He doesn't have one hit. I think this is the 176th Congress. I'm sorry if I'm off there. So Mitch McConnell is 0 for in the 176th Congress. Ronna McDaniel is about as useful as a poopy diaper. And then there's Kevin McCarthy, who's batting below the Mendoza line. He's batting about 100. But he does get a hit every once in a while. And he did have this to say about impeaching Merrick Garland in clip one.
Miranda Devine says that Joe Biden met with his business partners 12 times, 12 different times and 12 different deals, perhaps. So it's according to Rob Walker, who was in on all this stuff, good friend. He's all over the laptop. So will this prompt you to do an impeachment inquiry?
Well, you apparently don't follow me on Twitter, because yesterday I laid out very, very clearly by July 6th, because of the allegations from the IRS, because of the whistleblowers and the DOJ, our Garland, what he is saying and what David Weiss are saying privately are two different things.
Right.
And if it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
Well, that's like a little, he swung and he hit a dribbler down the line and he might reach first base. Very, very uninspiring bass hit, perhaps, there from Kevin McCarthy. But, you know, it's funny because the crew is making fun of him in my ear. He's like, oh, you don't follow my Twitter account. I actually agree with McCarthy here. Look, Brian Kilmeade is a pinhead, okay? I'm sure he's a nice guy, but let's just say he's not the brightest, okay? His IQ is about the size of the space in between his beady little eyes. I'm sure he's a nice guy, though. But just too many times he's said and done things on air, I'm just like, wow. I guess you're on air because you're a yes man. But nonetheless, I have no beef with Brian Kilmeade. But I actually think McCarthy is right. It's like you have the House Speaker on. You're supposed to be prepared for the interview. You might want to know what he said about the subject material before asking him so that you could phrase the question better. So I'm actually okay with that little snide remark from McCarthy there. You know, maybe it shows he's got a sharper side. But then again, he swings and he hits a little dribbler down the line. Kevin, you have no strategy here. That's your answer. Your answer is you have no strategy. It's clear at this point you have no strategy. You've been the Speaker of the House for a year. You have at least a dozen. Who knows how many FBI whistleblowers there are? But there's at least a dozen. There's about eight that have gone public that we know of. Now you've got a handful of them from the IRS. And Kevin McCarthy says, well, if it's true, then we'll consider an inquiry into investigation of impeachment. Where's your strategy, Kevin? It just shows that he's so hesitant at the switch. You know, eventually you put somebody new on the switch. It's like, hey, you're at the switch, and when we say go, you pull that switch, okay? Go! I don't know. Go! I'm not so sure. Go! I'll think about it. All right. Does somebody want to get on the switch? We've got McCarthy on the switch. He's asleep at the switch. He can't make up his mind. Anybody else? But no, he fought. Kevin McCarthy fought to be Speaker of the House. And now what is he doing with it? As far as I can tell, nothing. He's still thinking about it. He has no plan. McCarthy threatens Merrick Garland with impeachment inquiry. Yeah. That's like threatening Merrick Garland with a tickle fight. I'm going to tickle you, Merrick. Oh, we're going to give you a little tickle fest. Ooh. Where is the strategy? Now, again, I don't know who the FBI whistleblowers are all in contact with. I don't know who all the IRS whistleblowers are in contact with. I don't know how willing they are to go public. I don't have these answers. Kevin McCarthy should. And he should be sharing them with you, the American people. But instead, he goes up there and says, we'll consider an impeachment inquiry. I mean, this is pathetic. And I don't know why there isn't more of an outlash from the Republicans. It's a little concerning. I'm not so concerned with the rift between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert for the same reason I'm not concerned about DeSantis and Trump and everybody else going at each other's necks during the primaries, because that happens in politics. Look at Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Kamala Harris said Joe Biden was a racist, put her on a black bus, and now she's his vice president. So, I mean, that can all be put aside. But the fact that there isn't more of a backlash against Kevin McCarthy doing absolutely nothing as the Speaker of the House has me concerned. Because he's the only one that knows the answers to those questions. And he still sits there and stonewalls. Oh, we're considering. He's going to consider for 4 years and he's going to do nothing because he's going to be considering. That's like, if I came up to Alex, let's say he's getting ready for the show, it's like 10 o'clock or something, he's getting ready for the show, and I come up to him and I say, Alex, I've got somebody here who is stealing equipment and selling it on Craigslist. I'm just making a mundane example here. And he says, oh, really? I said, yeah, I've seen them do it a couple times. And I think maybe we should do something about it. He said, oh, okay. And then nothing happened. So I come to him again and I say, Alex, here's the footage. I got them on videotape now. Look, they're stealing computers. They're stealing monitors. They're stealing product. This is just not good. I said, oh, okay. Well, we'll consider looking into that. We'll consider doing an investigation. And then I come for the third time, and it's really affecting us. I say, Alex, we got to do something here. This guy's stealing everything. He stole stuff off my desk. He went into my wallet while I was on the air. I mean, we got to, you know, it's all there. And he says, oh, well, we're considering the inquiry. You know what I'd realize? He ain't going to fire the guy. He's not going to do anything. So I may want to stand up and say something. Now, I'm using probably a bad example here. The point is, when you go to the boss and you point out that something is wrong over and over and over and over and over again, and the boss doesn't do anything, you start to realize the boss is in on it. Now, I don't want to think that about Kevin McCarthy. I don't want to accuse Kevin McCarthy of that, but I'm only reaching logical conclusions here. So many IRS and FBI whistleblowers, and McCarthy said...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Especially when you see what's happening in the world today, not catering to radical gender ideology.
Well, there is President Trump adding one more feather to his cap, coming out and saying he will ban the mutilation of children, transgender surgeries, day one. He will push the legislation, he will sign it, and he will reinstate the ban in the military. This is designed to sabotage civilization, period. It is mad scientists trying to take over control of our society, because if they can get away with something like this that's so clearly criminal and evil and psychotic, they can get away with anything. And InfoWars was the very first outlet more than two decades ago to expose this whole movement was run out of the Tavistock Institute as part of a larger transhumanist depopulation plan. Now that understanding is mainstream knowledge, with Jordan Peterson and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan all literally saying things to giant audiences, what I said 20 years ago, what we talked about decades ago. It's not about credit. It's about the fact that we have the answer. We have the research. We know how to counter the globalist. And we're not just here talking about how we were right about things in the past. We're now talking about the things we're going to be right about in the future. And now that people are listening to us more than ever and know we're not playing games, we have a much better shot of stopping all of this. In fact, we've already stopped a lot of things together. Look at the UK banning the drugs and the surgeries under 17. The EU moving to do it. They've already begun the process, and now it's coming here. This is victory. We're going to do it together, not just with boycotts, but with boycotts. And that's why I'm asking listeners now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to take part in the biggest sale of the year so far. That's July 4th. Super sale. This is as big as our Christmas sale. Normally it's our second largest sale. This is as big as our Christmas sale right now. 50 to 60% off on some of the best deals. 25 to 40% off. Listen to this. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Probiotics Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Aid Support, back in stock, 40% off. Superfoam of Vitality, back in stock, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 30% off. Turbo Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X3, selling out, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 25% off. Whole Food Multivitamins, 25% off. All InfoWars MD products that are over the top, powerful, 30% off. Like the CBD oil, the nitric boost. All Dr. Jones natural products, that's the toothpaste, 25% off. All InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. All food, water, and filtration products, 10% off. They're already the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. With 10% off, it is insane. There's almost no profit there. We've got to move a lot of profit. We have to move a lot of product to make a profit to be able to fund our operation into the future. We have an underage right now of $500,000 to get us from out of the red, in the black, to be profitable in this Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 that we're going through right now. That is a very easy goal. These are great products, but I need listeners to commit and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now so we can see more victories like we're seeing going after this transhumanist New World Order cult targeting our children. So again, we are so close to victory on so many fronts. Imagine not having InfoWars. We are in your hands. I need you to take action. But regardless, you need these products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. Share links to the broadcast. Buy the products. It's all about funding a new independent economy against the globalists. God bless you, and I thank you so much. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you, Alex. Back here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas now. We're going to get into more of the Biden crime family. But let's talk about something. NBC poll, 74% of voters are deeply dissatisfied and say nation is on the wrong track. Now, let me expand on this to a wider level than just the politics, the economy, everything else we're seeing. I'm at an airport bar this weekend traveling, and I had a bit of time between my flight and when I arrived at the airport, so I sat down and I had some lunch. And at this bar, you can only order with the scanner, the QR code scanner. And they tried to mainstream this during COVID, and if you notice, it kind of failed. Most restaurants are going back to the hard copy menu, the paper menu. And I eat out quite a bit. I'm busy, so unfortunately I don't have time to cook for myself that much. So I noticed these things. And I noticed that a lot of the restaurants where they used to try to force you to use the QR code, they've gone back to the paper menus. And obviously that's backed by popular demand. But as I'm sitting at this airport bar, it was so telling, and this is kind of on the macro scale. So it's not just here in America with the politics, it's overall where they're trying to take us. It's the same thing with the central bank digital currency. I'll tie it all together. So I'm sitting there, and first I'm like, hey, because I go to the same spot at the DC airport all the time. I like their food. And so I'm sitting down, and I never had this problem. And they usually either have a menu or they have a little touch screen in front that you can order off to. Well, none of that was available. You had to use the QR code. So I'm trying to get it open. It's not working. Having some sort of a problem. I have to call the waitress over. I say, hey, this isn't working. She says, oh, yeah, okay. We're having problems with that. You got to go do it this way. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then you got to sign into another account. Then you got to create an account. Like a whole process just to place a order for a burger and fries and a Arnold Palmer. Like a whole process, just total pain in the ass. And as I'm sitting here, someone to my left is like, yeah, bullcrap, had to do the same thing. Another group comes up, older gentleman and his wife, probably in their 60s or 70s. I mean, they can't figure it out for the life of them. I mean, imagine, I'm 33, raised in the technology world. These folk have no clue. Like, they're just like, oh, my gosh. Waitress comes over. She's like, I'm sorry. We don't like it either. There's nothing we can do. Manager comes over. I'm sorry. I don't like the system either, but that's just how it is. And so at this point, I'm like, I tell him, I'm like, hey, let me help you out. I had the same struggles. Here's what I had to do. This other waitress isn't here anymore. She showed me what to do. Here's what it is. Oh, okay. And the crew's there, and they're like, oh, there, we got it all figured out. But see, that's what it is. The manager of the restaurant didn't want the new system. The workers at the restaurant didn't want the new system. And the patrons at the restaurant didn't want the new system. So why the hell do we have the new system? Because that's the agenda. Everything has to be digital. Everything. That way you can be shut off from access with the flick of a switch. That's what it's all about. Doesn't matter. None of us want it. The slave runners of this planet want it.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening McCrill calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't, and it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, where do we go from here? As I was explaining in the last segment, how I'm sitting at a D.C. restaurant bar, and nobody likes the system they have set up with the QR code and this website you got to log into to scan the menu and then place an order. Just a whole pain in the butt, and literally nobody likes it. The manager of the restaurant, the workers there, or the patrons. So it's like, well, why do we have this system if nobody likes it? Well, because this is the system you have to have. See? It's the BlackRock, it's the Vanguard, it's the central bank, it's the agenda. And that's where it all goes. Why are 74% of voters deeply dissatisfied and say nation is on the wrong track? Because none of us voted for this. We don't want this. Same thing. I go to that restaurant and I ask every single worker and patron there, I say, do you like this system with the QR code? 74% will say no. So then why are we doing it? Because we're not getting representation. We're getting dominated. And so you have to understand the why. Because we are in a slave planet. And it might not be the slavery that is depicted through history, because it's not. You're in 21st century digital corporate government slavery. What am I talking about? If you really knew, if you could really sit down and look at all the money that you've paid in taxes, and when you realize where that's going, you'll figure out real quick you're not as free as you thought. And that's where the money goes. Into the QR systems, into the vaccine mandates, into the open border illegal immigration pipeline, into the never-ending foreign wars and the military-industrial complex. You don't think you're a slave? You've probably paid 20% of your earned money in your life back to the government that engages in the most insane, criminal, murderous activities that you can imagine. And then you say, gee, nobody likes where the country is going. Gee, nobody likes this new technocratic system that's being built. Doesn't matter. You don't get a choice, slave. Same reason why they want the central banking digital currency. And that's really the linchpin of all of this. Because then you really have no other way out. If we have a cash-based society, they can build all the tyranny they want. But at the end of the day, if you and I want to make a transaction using cash, we can do that. And it's real hard for the government to intervene, isn't it? They don't like that. They don't like the little slaves being able to engage in capitalism and free market activity without the government getting their cut. And the other part of the central bank digital currency is they know the whole system is about to collapse, so they just want to rewrite the numbers, just rewrite the digital code to cover up all the money they've stolen. IMF proposes global central bank digital currency and move towards cashless society so they can control the people. So again, when you go to the restaurant, and thankfully most restaurants have abandoned it. When you go to the restaurant and they've got the QR code and they don't give you a menu, a paper menu, that's the small scale version of the central bank digital currency. You don't want it, it's extremely inconvenient, and your access can be cut off with a flick of a switch. That's the purpose. So the digital menus is just a microcosm of the digital technocracy that's being built. You don't like it, nobody likes it, you have to do it anyway because it's all about putting you on a control grid. It's all about getting more control over you, limiting your freedoms. I just hope we understand this, realize this before it all comes down on us. Because again, if you look at the digital menu thing, that's just a microcosm. It's failed in many places. People realize this sucks, nobody likes it, we're cutting it out. That's the free market. But unfortunately, as it comes out today, average American has over $54,000 of debt. It's kind of like Meta's new AI lets people make chatbots. They're using it for sex. Why do we have such a sexually depraved, debt-ridden society? Because that's our government. That's our government. Our government is a bunch of sexually depraved perverts. Our government is a bloated, out-of-control, in-debt entity. And so there's your trickle-down theory. You know, trickle-down economics is not a real economic theory. It literally doesn't exist. Made up by liberals. Made up by communists. There is no scholar, there is no economist that actually came up with the trickle-down economic theory. It is a made-up straw man by the left, just like everything else they do. But no, you know what is trickle-down? Culture. Policy. So when your government's culture is sex, 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 guess what? Now the people are thinking about sex, sex, sex. When your government is about debt, 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 well, guess what? Now you've got debt, 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 debt. But they're going to trick you. And they're going to say, we've got to go into the digital currency. We've got to go into the central bank digital currency. It's the only way we can solve the debt crisis and stop the collapse of the dollar. All lies. They're the ones that caused the collapse. They're the ones that caused the problems. Now they're going to try to cover their tracks with the central bank digital currency. And they'll tell their minions how great it is because now we can have a carbon-controlled carbon credit system to control the people. And if you're driving a gas-powered vehicle, you don't get access to the central bank digital currency. If you have your AC at 69 degrees in the summer, you don't get access to the central bank digital currency. That's where this all goes. And it doesn't matter. You say, well, I don't like that. Who's going to like that? Nobody likes that. Nobody likes the QR scanners at the restaurants either. But there they are. See how that works? And if you don't have the freedom, if you don't have the power, they're going to railroad this into our society, our civilization, our country, and there's no going back. There is no going back, ladies and gentlemen. So I just hope we realize what it is now before it's too late. But you've got the Democrats that are just trying to rewrite the whole system. Nancy Pelosi wants to violate Constitution by placing term limits on the Supreme Court, but not Congress. And, of course, we know why this is. Because the Democrats got a little problem on their hands. And Pelosi knows that she doesn't have much more time in Congress. So she's trying to give the Democrats one last huge tyrannical victory before she gets out of there to really cement her legacy. And that would be to get Clarence Thomas off the Supreme Court. That's what this is really all about. Now, eventually, they'll find other ways to control the Supreme Court with this measure or other measures. Of course, Pelosi doesn't want term limits in Congress. She's the example of why we should have term limits in Congress. I'm not even sure I'm for term limits in Congress. I think it's a fair issue to debate. But not on the Supreme Court. But Pelosi wants him on the Supreme Court because they got to get Clarence Thomas off. That's what this is all about. So Pelosi wants to rewrite laws, rewrite the Constitution, just to get Clarence Thomas off the Supreme Court. And, of course, the optics here are quite ironic, aren't they? The Democrats trying to get the first black man off the Supreme Court. Yeah, I think that says a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Moments now, the final quarter, the ninth inning, double sudden death overtime, golden goal, penalty kicks, whatever you want to say, it's on now. Let's just look at these headlines, because this says it all. The Biden crime family phenomenon is not really just about the Bidens. It's about decades of corruption in D.C., the well-connected political elite selling the country out. Everybody knows it. It's just the awareness is at its peak now, and it's the Bidens in the White House who are as bad as anybody as far as political corruption is concerned that we know of. So, yeah, you're seeing it all now. And we get to decide, do we have a country, do we have justice, or are we now a conquered land flying the flag ceremoniously as a feeling of past, a feeling of nostalgia, dreaming, hoping, believing we're still a free country when we all know we're occupied and conquered. And so what happens to the Biden crime family is a major indicator of where it goes. IRS whistleblower fights back, names additional six witnesses in response to Merrick Garland's denial of interference in Biden investigation. So, well, let me continue with the headlines. Hunter Biden tried to deduct sex club membership and prostitutes on his taxes, IRS whistleblowers say. Was Hunter Biden a pimp? Is Hunter Biden running a strip club? I'd love to hear the reasoning why Hunter Biden is writing off sex club memberships and prostitutes on his taxes. Is Hunter Biden a pimp? Am I missing something here? What's next? He's going to write off his crack addiction? Hunter Biden writes off crack purchase. Hunter Biden tax probe began as look into amateur porn ring. Imagine that. You're investigating some, some underground porno. I mean, you can only imagine the type of characters involved in this. And Hunter Biden's name pops up. Now, this is interesting. I don't think this is the only in that the IRS has gotten into the Bidens, but it does answer a looming question, which was, where did the investigation begin? Because the investigation did not begin with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's name got brought up in other investigations. I don't believe this is the only one. I believe there were other investigations, including stuff involving the 2016 election and foreign interference, where they were looking at Russians and stuff, and they said, hey, we're looking for Trump involved with these Russians. And guess what they found? Hunter Biden. Now, that's not officially out there yet, but I have a feeling that news is going to be coming out eventually as well. So I believe now we have two windows into why Hunter Biden ended up getting investigated. One, they sent all these agents out looking for Trump-Russia collusion. They didn't find any, but they did find Biden. And then it was like, whoa, well, we have to keep the investigation ongoing because we're trying to get Trump here. We can't just call it off because we got Hunter Biden here. We'll cover that up later. We'll sweep that under the rug later. We got to keep going. So I believe one of the windows into investigating the Bidens was through, actually, ironically enough, them looking for Trump-Russia collusion, the Biden name popped up. Now, Hunter Biden tax probe began as an investigation into an amateur porn ring? I mean, folks, again, I'm not here to judge Hunter Biden's character. I don't really care if Hunter Biden is doing drugs and banging hookers. As far as the allegations of minors that we see in the photos and the videos, and the weird names representing his father, Pedo Pete. Now, that might be something else entirely. But, I mean, if Hunter Biden wants to blow his life on drugs and hookers, then fine. But, I mean, you really get a pretty good idea of the type of people we're talking about here. Hunter Biden, a drug addict, a sex addict. He's in sex clubs. He's in amateur porn rings. He's doing international business deals in his father's name, making millions of dollars doing so. I mean, Hunter Biden, and how do you get kicked out of a sex club? Hunter Biden kicked out of $10,000 sex club for grabbing women's asses, acting like a spoiled child. Kicked out of a sex club. Hunter Biden, too uncouth for a sex club. Again, go back. The story broke like 4 years ago. Secret Service cancels birthday parties because the Bidens would show up and grab their wives. Now, I'm not putting too much faith in Kevin McCarthy here. Speaker McCarthy calls on U.S. Attorney David Weiss to testify on whistleblower report. Weiss was blocked from pursuing Hunter Biden charges. So this is going to get interesting. Now, there is going to be a hearing on this in the beginning of July. I don't think the House Republicans have exhausted the arrows in their quiver, if you will. I think we'll see more testimony, maybe even from Hunter Biden. I mean, eventually that's what has to happen here. They have to subpoena Hunter Biden, and he has to testify under oath. That's what needs to happen. Now, Joe Biden was asked by the media today, did you lie about knowing about Hunter Biden's business dealings? Of course, he says no. So he's continuing to lie. The mainstream media is covering up for the Bidens. But it's not even that the mainstream media is covering up for the Bidens. They're covering up for themselves. They're the ones that sold you all the lies about the Bidens because they hate Trump. They're the ones that sold you the bill of goods on Joe Biden because they hate Trump. So they're the ones that have been lying about Joe Biden all these years. Now they're really just protecting their own lies because they don't want you to know that they're all liars and crooks. It's not even about protecting Biden at this point. It's about protecting themselves. But imagine. 6 witnesses. This is not something that just happens. Somebody's organizing here. Somebody wants the Bidens to be exposed. An IRS whistleblower has 6 witnesses in response to Garland's denial of interference in Biden investigation. So clearly, you have 2 IRS whistleblowers, and then I guess 6 others that witnessed it that are going to become whistleblowers. So they can't put this under the rug. The media will try, but they're not going to be able to, folks. This story is it's out there. And so now Biden is basically on burn notice. But he might be rogue. I mean, he might think he's going to win again and he's going to cover all this up. And he might really think that if they try to destroy him, that he's going to have the upper hand. Really, the guy that can't walk, the guy that can't talk, the guy that gets off the podium and says, where do I go? Where am I? What am I supposed to do? I'm not allowed to talk. Really? So when does this all reach the surface with as many as 8 IRS whistleblowers that are willing to testify or will be willing to testify? Let's hope. They're not scared because the FBI did say their informant fears for his life. The FBI did say that their informant into the Biden crime family would be killed if they revealed the identity. That's if you believe the FBI, but that's what they're saying. So could you have a similar bullying tactic? Could you have a similar tactic with the IRS whistleblowers? As many as potentially 8 IRS whistleblowers who witnessed the IRS covering up Hunter Biden's crimes. And it really turns out this isn't just from 2017 and 2018 like we thought. It looks like this is going back to 2014 even. Now, somebody can put all this together with what the House Oversight Committee has, the bank records, the phone calls, Hunter Biden's leaked messages, phone calls, laptops, and the IRS whistleblowers. I mean, the whole case could be open and shut if somebody actually wanted to put it out there. If Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell could join forces to expose this, it could be done, but they're not.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.